Hello, friends. Welcome to Turtle Power Presents Power Plays this podcast with Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power, and this is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. I'm booting up a game called Bemfito, which was sent to me. I haven't looked up a lot about this game yet. I saw it pop up and was like, nothing about that's jumping out at me. I don't feel like I need to try that game. And then I found out that I guess it's got a mature rating, and it's a very like simple looking cartoony thing. Why does it have a mature rating? I wondered. Qdot was kind enough to send me a copy. Right away, we're looking at a console log. Like, as the opening, like, producer and developer stuff rolls, there's, like, a boot sequence text thing scrolling in the background. Immediately giving me, off vibes. Megasoft Garatron is booting up, it says. I think this game takes place within a computer interface, if I remember right. Press B to log in. Which makes me... is this going to be like a Doki Doki thing? I don't know. All right, we're looking at a desktop here. Welcome to Garatron OS, the advanced operating system made for the best emulation experience of Jogarato. Navigate through menu and desktop icons with the buttons. Okay. You can delete files at your will with the plus, minus, or X buttons. For better use of accessibility, it's possible to zoom. Okay. To start Bemfito's game emulation, select the Garotron's desktop app. Okay. Let's boot up the Garotron. Execute ROM, Bemfito. So we're in a simulation of a desktop, booting up an emulator for a Game Boy Color-like device. Bemfito. New game, settings are quit. Let's check settings. Sound effects, background music, and language. All right, let's go to new game. Day one. A little boy jumps out of bed. Gives me vibes of Pokemon. Oh, he's walking over to his fridge. He's got chores. Sweep up the house, take out the trash, water the veggies, mow the lawn. And then there's a chore that's like vibrating that says, take a peek at the sewer. Okay. It reminds me of Pokemon, like early Game Boy Pokemon, but it's isometric view, and it's clearly a 3D world that's got sprite textures on top of it. Let's go out the door. And he says, let's go for a stroll, Play tutorial, yes or no? Yes. This is my water closet. You're not making me go there, right? I'd get a bit embarrassed. This is my lawnmower. It's just like jumping into different spots. You know what to do with the lawnmower, right? Here's my little pond. Let's try to reel in a big one someday. This tree should be enough if I ever need firewood. From here you can see my garden and my lawn. Such cuties. This is my toy box. It's where I keep all I need to do my chores. My well has dried out, but the bucket should be useful for other stuff. Hey, who left this basket out here? It seems to magically transport things to the kitchen pantry. Aw, he says. My apple tree. Hope it gives fruit soon. Ouch, that's creepy. That's the sewer. We don't need to go down there, right? I'm kind of lonely, so sometimes I write myself some letters. Is it garbage day? That's all. We covered everything. So fun, right? All right, let's go check the lawnmower. Okay, we're mowing the lawn. There's just a couple pieces of grass sticking up. We're going to go run over each of them. All right. We mowed the lawn. Oh, is there more lawn over here? There is more lawn over here. Hey, he does a happy little dance. All right. It says saving in the corner. Now my hands are free. All right, we mowed the lawn. What was also on our to-do list? Let's go back inside and check it. Mow the lawn, water the veggies, take out the trash, and sweep up the house. Okay, here's a broom. Okay, we're sweeping up little dust piles in the house. And then, happy dance! Alright. Saving. And got rid of the broom. Now we can pick up the trash. And we'll go outside. And go put the trash in the trash. Another happy dance! We're so good at this game. I'm waiting for something horribly unsettling to happen. We gotta water the plants, but my well's dry. What am I gonna do about that? The bucket is stuck. I can't move it now. The toy box has an axe, a hammer, a shovel, a watering pot. There we go. Maybe I have to go get some water from the lake. The pond. Oh, looks like it. Now the watering pot is full. Smiley emoji. Okay. How do I water these veggies? Oh, there we go. There's like a front row of veggies that I can get to. And then there's a back row where maybe there's like seedlings that it doesn't seem like I can get to. Oh, yep. Okay. He's happy. We watered the veggies. All right. I think that means it's time to go check the sewer, right? To the sewer. He jumps in and the camera like goes overhead and down. Purple, and we've got a like behind the back view of the character now. Very close in isometric view. It's actually not behind the back, it's in front of the character because I can only go down. There doesn't seem to be anything to interact with here. There's like a hole in this wall, but nothing happens when I click on it. Okay, I climb back out of the sewer. Okay. Back into the house. Let's check our to-do list again just to make sure. Take a peek at the sewer. It's still vibrating and unchecked, but everything else is checked off. I kind of wish, you know, I really like the way that this game looks in our Garrotron emulator, but it seems weird that the Garrotron icon is absolutely a Game Boy Color, and this game has some Game Boy inspiration in its aesthetics, but it doesn't actually look like anything that could ever be on the Game Boy, because it's clearly done, it's built in 3D, just with a lot of 2D elements and very flat sprite work. Oh, I found a tunnel in the sewer. Whoa, words just appeared on the wall. The lights flashing and white words appeared, and then a scary face appeared. And now the screen's all jittery. What just happened? I don't think those words were in English. I walk back out of the room and it's fine. Back into the room and it's terrible again. Oh, no. What does this mean? Oh, it's all jittery in that room. I'm going back out of the room. I'm going up. We're going to go see what our to-do list says now. I didn't like that. There were some words that I didn't recognize. Oh, a happy dance because I took a peek in the sewer. There were words I didn't recognize and then a creepy face flashed in like full screen. Within the emulator, not full screen, within the desktop that we're playing on, important to note. I finished all my chores for today. Time to take a nap. All right. Climb into bed. Proceed to the next day. Yep, I'm all done for today. He becomes flat on the bed when he lays down because he becomes part of the bed sprite. I guess he's always flat, but instead of being flat and standing upright, he's flat. I'm like, never mind. It doesn't matter. Okay, we've hopped out of bed. Walking over. He automatically walks over to check the to-do list. Pick some apples. Harvest the veggies. Water the flowers. Read letters. Take Gertrude for a swim. Gertrude's? I think that's Gertrude's, plural, is my shaking to-do at the bottom of the screen. I wonder if I can do that first. Oh, the doorbell's ringing. Will I finally get some company? Open the door, step outside. There's nobody out here. Oh! Hello, a flame person. Person whose torso is a fireball, who has one eye and three buck teeth. Ha! I'm Gertrude's. Pleased to meet you. Gertrude's. She's a little fire girl, like Ember from Elemental. Sorry to show up out of a sudden, but I love veggies. And I saw how well you cared for your bell peppers. Congrats. To be honest, I would love to help you take care of the garden, but I can't stay too close to water. But we could go for a walk around your lawn, right? Of course we could, Gertrude's. All right, let's go for a walk around the lawn. Here we go, to the lawn. And go, we're going to the lake. I clicked on the lake.
Oh, wow, we're here.
Dot, dot, dot. And my big smiling face is dot, dot, dot. And then I step towards her. She's between the water and me. And I step towards her and she says,
I don't like water.
And my guy says, dot, dot, dot. And then takes a step towards her. And she says, stop this. And my guy says, dot, dot, dot. And takes another step. He's standing next to her. He pushed her. Dot, dot, dot. Or maybe she backed away. There was no animation. She backed away again. She's on the dock.
Please.
He steps forward again, smiling. He jumps. And she's in the water. And now there's, oh gosh. This whole game is white and purple, like as if the Game Boy, you know, it's shades of green. This is like shades of purple. But now there's a red splotch in the water where we murdered Gertrude's in the lake. Anyway, what else was on our to-do list for today? Oh yes, pick some apples, harvest veggies, water flowers, and read letters. How do you suppose we harvest veggies? We probably need a tool for that. Not an axe. Not a hammer. Not a shovel. Not a watering pot. Fishing rod. Huh. Maybe a shovel? Huh. Checking the letters. We got a letter. It would be so nice if they stayed with me here forever. And the text is doing the same wobbly thing that my to-do list was doing. And it says it's from Reginaldo. Happy dance! Okay. How do we harvest the veggies? Huh. Oh, here's some apples. How do I pick up these apples? I'm trying to click on them. Nothing's happening. See, this is where there's the problem with the creepy weird game that's from a more indie publisher like Cubite, is that can I not pick up the apples because there's something I'm supposed to do to pick up the apples? Or can I not pick up the apples because it's glitched because I killed Gertrude's out of order? I don't know. Taking my axe over to the apple tree. Nothing happens. Huh. He said, now my hands are free because I put my axe away. Paused. How do we, like, exit the emulator? Quit. Unsaved data will be lost. Oh. Oops. Well, it's reopening my desktop. Let's see what else is on my desktop. There's a mail inbox. Oh, that sound. Oh my god, it's glorious. I have two emails. The first is from Cabby. Who is me, I believe, because the next one says it's from Fabi Mesquita, and it says, forward, forward, hi, Cabby, ever heard of Benfito? Hi, my name is Fabiola. I'm 13 years old, or I would be if we were in 1999. RSRSRS, is that like ha ha ha? The same year Benfito was released, a game developed by Megasoft for their new console, Jogarado. First, I did a normal search and couldn't find anything. Then I looked up in some gaming online boards, specialized sites, and even some retro gaming servers. Nothing. Not only I didn't find no emulator for the console, there was no digital version of the game either. I found it quite odd, given that people nowadays are so obsessed with retro games and anything in the nostalgia trend. Something told me to start searching about the company and the console. And then things started to get a little weird. There was nothing. Nada. Not even a post, not a fan art, nothing. I talked to some friends to see if anyone remembered or maybe still had the console. No one did. I felt like I was the only one who knew anything about the game. Even for me, any childhood memories about it is very vague. Ooh, this is really interesting. To be honest, a friend of mine vaguely remembered the game and mentioned that their cousin had in fact talked about it and even showed them the console. When I asked for a way to contact the cousin, my friend informed me that they had sadly passed away. As weird as it is, no one seemed to know anything about the game. So I left that aside and ended up dismissing the issue. A few weeks later, I went into my local library to research some newspapers for my undergrad thesis. I'm majoring in Portuguese. While digging through the piles of old dusty newspapers, I ended up finding something that caught my attention, a small report on the launch of the Jogurado. I was so thrilled to find something that could confirm my memory, even though it was so little. After scanning the report, I attempted to find information about the journalist who wrote it when I got home. Unsurprisingly, I couldn't find anything. I think the name was probably just a pseudonym someone used to write the story down. Anyway, the reason I'm mailing you all this is because I saw one of your posts about being a game developer and decided to send you the ROM in case you're interested to try to emulate it. I think it would be cool to bring back the game to see if we can get any information about it or the company. Thanks for reading this. P.S. Attached there's a folder with the ROM, a picture of what seems to be a Jogurado, and some files I can open. So where did you get the ROM? Hang on. Recently, while messing around with old hard drives, I found a folder with a ROM of the game, which I have no idea how it got there, and then I did some web sleuthing, hoping I could find an emulator that could run the thing. Did I skip that earlier? Weird. Okay. The other email says, Cabby here, hi! We're also happy to finally show you the newest version of Gabatron. I mean, we came up with a whole new OS to bring it to modern platforms, and that was a lot of work. Unfortunately, we are yet to access some of the files that Fabi sent to us, for they are heavily encrypted and need a password to open. If you find out any of them passwords, please tell us with the hashtag BemFeitoHoginu on our socials so we can help each other figure this out. Lots of love and have fun. Huh. Manual. Oh, there's a whole manual for the game in here? Oh, this is cool. Benfito is an exciting adventure game where you take control of our little friend Reginaldo and meet his companions Gertrudes, Jubilu, Carlitus, and Claris, and the cat. Reginaldo lives in a tiny tiny cozy planet called B613, and he's hoping to increase his list of friends with your help. This is very interesting. Oh, wait, what was that? Oh, I tried to print, and it gave me an error. There's no printer connected. That's fair. ROMs. Just has Benfito in it. Documents. Password.txt, corporation.txt. Oh, these are all encrypted. I need to actually input a number. 1111? Error. Okay. Cancel. No, how do I cancel out of this? Okay. So these are all encrypted. Oh, okay, so list of documents are password.txt, corporation.txt, jogurado.png, launch.txt, cartridge.png, polybius.txt, cute, amigo.png, cicada.txt, article.png, and crimes.txt. What is in our settings here? Screen foil. Oh, it's like a background. Okay. We don't need to check any of those. Okay. Is there anything in our recycling bin? Our recycling bin's empty. So I guess next time I play, I'm just going to play some more of Benfito. I might check out all the manuals and stuff first, see if there's anything interesting in there. But I don't know. I don't know what this is going to be a game about. It's definitely intriguing. Ooh, intrigue. Thanks for listening to this, friends. I will play more of this and report back. But until then, tap in, hope for the best.
The Power Playthroughs podcast is part of the We Can Make This Work Probably podcast network and Geek to Geek Media. Visit TroidalPower.com to find more of my nonsense, links to both networks, and the Patreon where you can support the show.